Ha? It's what?
90 degrees here.
Like outside? That
Yeah, well, and inside.
was weird because I was thinking about that because when we first started, it was hot here too. Now it's like it was like 42 this morning. Actually, no, it was frost this morning, I think.
Jesus, wish I had that.
It's nice. It's nice, actually. I enjoy it. We're going, by the way.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it is nice. And then you guys, are the wildfires near you?
Yeah, I mean, there was a day last week where, or when, it was whenever Michael was here, where we were literally talking about how there has been no wildfires, and but then it was the same day that one started,
Yeah.
and then it was smoky, and it just smells like a fire outside, and you don't want to breathe in the air, and then it was like that yesterday too.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Gosh. That's crazy. But yeah, we're going. Episode 10. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been back.
I've been yeah, you haven't been on in a while, but I've been crazy busy right now. So,
Yeah,
but I've
you
been
shouldn't
I,
have had a kid.
huh?
You shouldn't have had a kid.
I know. I know. I know. There's no return button on that one. Nah, just kidding. No, yeah, busy with that and then a few other projects and stuff, but I did create a new logo. The new logo's coming out.
Yeah, that thing is sweet.
Created a new logo on my new iPad. So I'm thinking about making that a new side business too.
I think you should, because of the small amount of work I've seen, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, and then you got some stuff that you just came out with, and then we have a project we're working on too.
I know, and I don't want to say too much about it, but I feel like when we do have that, whenever it is, people are gonna like that a lot.
Yeah, it's a production on that one's gonna take. I mean, I wouldn't imagine seeing anything probably till like February.
Yeah, it could be even later, depending on how recording goes.
Yeah, it's and well and what well, production on my end,
Yeah.
because it's not. It's a very slow process, but it'll be good. It's a good project. The writing's already done.
Yep, that's good.
Now I just got to create it. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, you got your skits coming out.
Yeah.
The last one, the
Well,
last, wait, did I? I don't think we talked about
we haven't talked about either of the last two.
none of them. Yeah,
Yeah, you mentioned one of them on your by yourself.
that's right. Yeah, that one was.
The porn.
Yeah, that was one of the funniest things I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Both
Thanks.
because just because of the writing. But I don't know, man. Something about Mglad's facial reactions and just keeping a straight face of that was funny.
Yeah, that was our second take.
Wow.
Yeah, the first time we were just trying it. I don't think we even recorded the first one. And we were just trying to see what worked, and then we did it. And yeah, his acting was a little too good. I think that something like that might have happened to him before.
I could see it.
Yeah.
And then the Max Keebler.
Max Keeble.
Keeble. Yeah, Keeble. I don't know why I said Keebler. Yeah, Max Keeble. That's funny too.
Yeah.
It had.
We had that idea already, but then we were watching that old movie, Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, well, that's I when you said that in the thing, I was like, "Where's that from?" And then I just thought you made it up. And then you sent me the thing on Twitter the other day of you edited it, and then I was like, "That's where it's from." I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's kind of what we wanted. We didn't want to make it obvious, but we knew people would be like, "Where's that name from?"
Yeah, that's funny. I don't even is Max Keeble what? What is it?
Max Keeble's Big Move.
That's it. Big move. Who's the character? Hold on. Is it I know who it is. God, I'm drawing a blank. Who's the main guy in that? What's his name?
I can't even remember his name. That was so long ago. I know that Josh Peck is in it, though.
Yeah, that's when he was like borderline diabetic.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of diabetic, man, I just got back from Eaton because it's what time is it? It's 8:40 here on a Friday, and I just consumed about a month's worth of breakfast calories at dinner. It was wonderful. And they messed up my order. I ordered a Gouda cheese omelet, which anyone who's not outside of the 10-mile radius, pretty much Cincinnati. Oh, man, more than that, but does
Yeah.
not know what Geta is.
Yep, no one out here does.
But apparently they messed up the order, and I ate the entire thing and didn't realize that it was actually corned beef and hash that I ate. And then they gave us a whole new one for free. I brought that home, so I'm gonna eat that tomorrow.
Nice.
And I got six chocolate chip pancakes. Huge chocolate chip pancakes too. So,
Right.
yeah.
Sounds like something I used to do at Cracker Barrel.
Big dad bod kind of guy.
Yeah, it's people don't know that this is our first time recording with video.
Oh yeah.
Where I can actually see you, so it's good to see that you're embracing the dad bod.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm trying to look up, well, I was talking to you, but also trying to look up Max Keeble. Big move.
Oh yeah, the actor.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. What is it? Alex Lenz. Yeah,
Yeah,
he probably
I
hasn't been
didn't know he
anything.
acted.
Yeah, he was in Home Alone 3, which no one watched,
No one
and then
watched.
Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, that's
And he's
about
30
it.
now.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, he was in Tarzan the cartoon. I'm not sure how that works. I guess he voiced something.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of
He
child
voiced
actors.
somebody in Hey Arnold too.
That's pretty decent.
Fun fact of the day.
Yeah, I like that show.
Yeah. But yeah, speaking of your last one, your last sketch. What are you calling them? What do you call
Sketch.
them? Sketch. Yeah, your last one with Max Keeble,
The
in an
bird
off.
country.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's gonna be fun. Is there more production to go with that, or do you already have it done? Are you working on it,
We have absolutely nothing else done. I gotta start working because I'm glad I had to leave. So I gotta do something by myself with it to try to get something else out. We're not really gonna focus on it because I have other stuff to release.
yeah. What, he was there for a while.
Yeah, he was here for 2.5 weeks
Jeez
filming.
Louise.
Yeah, but it paid off because the porn one got our most views.
Yeah, you had over 5,000 on Twitter.
Yeah, and then the bird one, I think, is the second most views, so at least on Twitter.
Well, the bird one hasn't been out nearly as long. You got plenty of time.
Yeah, exactly. So
That might.
we're happy with it.
That might. The problem is you get a lot of views on Twitter, and I feel like you need to get more subscribers on YouTube or something.
That's what I've been going for. That's the next step right now. Instagram, I don't care as much about right now because people
Yeah.
don't. It doesn't. It's really hard to grow. I feel like if I grow my Twitter and YouTube, then Instagram will follow.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, I put out some stuff about for my channel on Facebook and Twitter and got some more subscribers. That's how you grow on YouTube. You got to get a ton of subscribers. It's so hard.
Right. Yeah. So if you're not subscribed, subscribe to just your
Jordan.
name. Huh?
Just Jordan Witzkin.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. But no, speaking of that, well, speaking of him being out there for a while, I'm coming back out there next year. Probably in, I don't know, probably May, I think. So maybe I'll do something with him, but I'm trying to go to the Comedy Store and do that kind of thing too.
Yeah, it's a must. I say it to anyone that comes out here, even if they don't follow stand up. Seeing stand up live is you cannot not laugh. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, I told you I'm going to see Bert now. So I'm going to see Bert
Oh yeah, Brent Crystal.
November 7th at the Taft Theater, Thursday night. I'm at the 9:30 show. I got the second show.
Yeah, I saw that he added that one.
So
Because Moser's going to the first one, right?
yeah, and it sucks 'cause he we were both technically, I mean, theoretically, it depends on which show he would have done it at, but he's filming the Netflix special in Cleveland, so we were one city off.
Oh yeah. But it's all the same material.
Oh, yeah, I know, but I just didn't. It would have been cool for them to be filming it there. But
Well,
yeah, we're going.
he'll go to a bar after.
Willie?
Oh, for 100%.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, I assume he will, unless he just does it on the first show. I don't, are they on the same? They're on different days or same
No,
day?
it's literally back to back.
Same day.
Yeah, 7:30, 9:30.
So I bet he'll go to a bar.
So I'm assuming, I've never been to anything live. I'm assuming he'll have somebody open. Maybe two people, then he'll come on from like for last, 50 minutes or so.
That's how it'll go.
So that'll be cool. I'm excited for that. I didn't know I was going to be going, but we got pretty much some tickets from mom. You know how that is. The hookup.
Wait, so she's going?
Now, she just bought them.
Oh, okay. So from mom. Okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah, she's not going. Nah. Nah. Me and the old ball and chain. Yeah, but no, getting back to it, yeah, I'm coming out there hopefully in May, I think. And then I'm staying, I think it's on 2nd Street is where I'm looking at staying.
It's a prime location.
But I may be just bunking up on the living room too, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, either way.
Depends who's staying, who's there at the time, and if I feel like having some air conditioning or not.
Yeah, I mean, May shouldn't be too bad. It's pretty gloomy at that time, so it's pretty cool,
Yeah.
surprisingly.
Well, maybe I'll do that. Who knows? But anyways, the idea is to go to the Comedy Store, actually spend more time in Santa Monica, do some things around there. So you're gonna need to take off work because I only got about 3 days.
Yeah, that'll be so. If it's May, I'll still be in school, so I won't be working that much. So that'll be fun.
I bet. But yeah, getting back to it, the last sketch you did was like Office. It seemed like when I saw it, I was like, "Oh, that's The Office."
Yeah, it's just the mockumentary style, like talking head, fake documentary.
I thought it was. It's one of the funniest things. You obviously, we all in our household grew, not for a while. That's all we watched, and that's all I still watch. If I'm bored, The Office is on, and because it just never gets old. And I think that kind of sarcastic comedy is just gold.
Yeah, it's just dry, like.
Dry, sarcastic, just stuff that if you really something, I even still see things, but if you're not paying attention, it'll go right over your head. A lot of the stuff. So it is, that's, I mean, I pretty much could do a whole episode on The Office, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I remember. Yeah, well, I was probably like, because the show has obviously been out since like 2005.
05, yep.
And I remember seeing some episodes on TV, but it was popular then, but it blew up once it released on Netflix.
Yeah, it's so easy to watch because it's 21 minutes or 22 minutes, and you just bang them out before you know it. You watched 13 episodes in a night, and they're all funny every time. I shouldn't say they're all funny. Once Steve Carell was off of it, it definitely took a downfall.
Yeah, and people don't really realize that or think about that, but it's not the same show after he left.
No. Yeah.
There's some good episodes in there that are watchable, but I mean all of them are watchable. It's just he held that show together like it was him, the best.
It was Steve Carell with a bunch of people around him, really. I mean, there was definitely some, like, if Dwight's not in it, it's not the same. If Jim's not in it, it's not the same. But yeah. And I knew I was thinking about it because my last episode, I was on here by myself and I got a call-in question about the top five albums in the decade,
Yeah,
and
I listened to that.
I was like, you could easily do an episode on top five TV shows, movies, and then you could even break it down into sections. And then I was like, well, my number one, I would say, yeah, probably my number one show ever made for me is The Office, and I could easily do an entire, however long podcast on The Office and just talk about because it for me it never gets old.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I've actually, that. I mean, I was watching it like crazy too. When I was living at home, I haven't rewatched it in 2.5 years now.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and I've seen it all the way through probably 20 times.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah. I'm probably on my somewhere on the 10th-ish time because I just plays through. I could turn it on when I had shoulder surgery, that's all I did is sat down here and watched. I watched movies and at night I probably watched half a season. Because I just sat here and let it run. Well, watched slash fell asleep on painkillers, but yeah. But yeah, no, nah, it's just something about Steve Carell. I'm surprised he's never tried to get dabble with stand-up comedy, or maybe he has and I've just never seen it.
Dude, you know what you need to watch is his old, if you can find, well, first of all, I have so much on Steve Krell, like he's a genius. If you watch, there's a documentary on Hulu.
I don't have, yeah.
It's about the Dana Carvey show.
The who?
The Dana Carvey show.
All right.
So that, do you, obviously everyone knows who Dana Carvey is, the old
Yep.
SNL guy.
Yep.
He had a sketch show.
Isn't that the Master Disguise guy?
Yeah, Master Disguise, he's Garth.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Garth.
Yeah, he's
Party on, Wayne.
Unbelievably funny. He had a sketch show right after he left SNL that only lasted one season because people did not like it, but they made a documentary about it, and it had Steve Carell was in the cast,
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert, Louis C.K., so many people, like just really funny people. And that documentary is so funny. And you
Have to
learn
watch
about
it.
how funny Steve Carell has always been.
Yeah. Well, I can tell. You can tell, but that sarcastic dry comedy, he just murders it. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm surprised he hasn't done a stand-up or something along the lines of it, or at least back in his heyday.
Yeah, he
And
did
again,
improv. That was his thing.
for improv, that makes sense. That makes sense. I think I could do improv, but I would need more practice. Sometimes I overthink. I'm more of an on the spot if I know it's for fun type of thing, which you know, but I don't.
Yeah, I did
If I
classes
could,
for it.
huh?
I took classes for it. I bet you could do it.
If I could just, I know I can do it. I do it to people every single day.
Yeah,
But
that's what my thinking was.
I know once you get into the thing where that's what you're trying to do, I'd probably overthink it and freeze up.
You will for sure. But then you just got to work past that. It,
Yeah.
just a muscle.
It's not due to stage fright or anything, but
Yeah. Which you obviously don't get.
No. No.
But yeah, I did that at the Groundlings, which is a pretty big, it's a very famous school. I just took some classes there. I learned a lot. Learn about yourself when you do that stuff.
Have you done any more stand-up lately?
Yeah, I try to go every once in a while. It's hard with school and work. Like over
You
winter,
need
I'm gonna
to
go like crazy.
maybe quit your job.
Yeah, I think that's and drop out, honestly.
One of the two.
Yeah, been leaning towards that. And then if I can just last 6 months, I'll just go on unemployment and
There you go.
live my life the way I've always wanted to,
Yeah.
off the government.
Birding and birding across the country.
Yep. Oh, I sent a message to Bird, but I think they're, for some reason, they're not on board. I don't know why. They don't want to give me $15,000 to do it.
That's not right. All right, are you coming back here for winter break?
I'll be back for, I don't know exactly how long. It'll be somewhere between 7 to 10 days, probably.
All right, because you were here last year the whole time, right?
Yeah, but I'll have to take a winter class, so I won't be able to stay the whole time.
And then what about what was I gonna oh you coming back in for Josh's wedding?
Yep, so I'll be there for 3 days or four
Okay.
days.
Okay.
Yeah, so we should record then.
Yeah.
Finally do it in person.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can easily. I got another mic and stuff over here.
Yeah. Because a lot of people don't know, I've never actually met you in person.
Yeah, I know. I
It's
know it.
crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah, it doesn't even. And you would think that that's not true.
Yeah, I know. It sounds.
Theoretically. Maybe you need to get glad on here too. I couldn't even tell you if I've said one word to him in my life, but I've always said glad.
I couldn't even tell you if M. Gladys has said one word to anyone in his whole life. So.
He just doesn't, it doesn't spark that kind of, he doesn't seem like that kind of cat.
Nah, yeah, I don't. I mean, I'll ask him, but we'll really have to milk some words out of him.
Unless he's got a few. Maybe we'll just get a bunch of screens, a bunch of monitors down here with the hub pulled up,
Yeah.
and he'll be good to go.
Yeah, that guy's something else. I'll know. So when I'm back in December, hopefully we'll film some more bird stuff.
Okay.
Because I know that we want to. I think the plan. I don't know exactly what the plan is with it, but we want to. I was thinking when I'm back, I'll make it look like I've made it to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right. But we'll see.
Well, you're coming through Aspen.
Aspen.
Where the beer flows like wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another problem. Speaking of that movie, is with work and why I think you should quit, because who the heck wants to work 40 hours a week?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's the thing about this town. You can't get, no one can get a job unless you want to work 40 hours a week.
Yeah, that's just too much.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know what's really funny about that is that back, I remember watching that growing up and being like, that's not even funny.
Yeah.
And now it's hilarious because that's like the whatever you would call it of the United States. It's like the
average.
What you do. Yeah. It's like, if you want to make a living, you're working 40 hours a week. That's just what you do.
Yeah. And he comes in and he's all angry. And as a kid, you don't realize it. You're like, yeah, who wants to do that?
But it's 40 hours a week.
Yeah. There, that movie is, that's probably in my top three favorite movies in terms of comedies go.
Well, I wish they never did the second.
Yeah. I never saw it. I didn't give a shit about it.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I did see it.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that one. I saw that one.
Sorry. Yeah, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
Yeah, it would have been okay if they did it like 3 years, maybe, after, yeah. Not 27.
Yeah, there was no point. It was literally just for money.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one of the funniest movies ever.
The writing in that is so good.
That top, I mean, what are your top five comedy movies right off the top of your head?
Oh, Jesus. All right. So that's going,
or maybe,
on right away.
Maybe even three, because that's definitely on mine too. And I'm trying to think. Okay. Another one for me is Hot Rod.
I was going to say that. That was my next one.
Jeez, Pete's comedy.
I'm up in the air between Dodgeball.
Okay.
And Talladega Nights.
Yep, that's okay. Talladega Nights is probably on it or very close for me.
Or
okay, what?
Or School of Rock.
Oh, Jesus, it's not a comedy.
Yeah, it is.
No, it ain't.
It's just not. It's not the same kind of comedy, but it's a comedy.
Okay.
Jack Black is the star of it. It's not a drama.
It's a rom-com.
No, it isn't.
It's a rom-com.
Yeah, it's eight kids. So
no. Well, not that you know of. No, so now that you're bringing Will Ferrell into it, and he's really not into it, but Wedding Crashers is probably one of.
Oh yeah.
Is that movie is, it makes me laugh every time. Vince Vaughn is hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, he's something else. That guy's a genius. He's so funny.
But he can do serious.
Oh, very. It's funny when he gets serious.
But in that one, I don't know, it's so funny. When they're in the prime of crashing weddings, it's so funny to me.
Dude, you know who's an
lock it up,
an underrated actor, or not underrated actor, but like he's always does these small roles in these really funny movies, even though he's a huge actor. Is Ben Stiller? Dude, he has some of the funniest tiny roles in movies. Like when he's in.
Yeah, he does. I wonder why he does have some, because he isn't like a small time actor. I wonder why he does have so many. He does have. He like likes to take those.
Yeah, those little characters that are funny.
Probably because it's so easy, and he just pretty much names his price.
Yeah, you show up for 2 weeks and film.
You're done. Yeah, like
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he was in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, he was just a small like part, but he was so funny.
Yeah. He's gonna cut her throat.
I know. He's in Tenacious D.
He's in Tenacious D.
Yeah, he plays the guy that tells them about the pick. He works at the guitar shop.
He's in Tropic Thunder, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in that. He's in Dodgeball.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a bigger role, really. Yeah. I mean, he's the antagonist in that.
He even did like a small. He did one episode of Workaholics.
Did he?
Yeah, he played a landlord.
That's right. But he was Ben Stiller, right? Or no?
No, he wasn't playing himself. He was pretty normal though. He wasn't really like a funny character.
Oh God, I think I know which one you're talking about, but I can't.
Chris D'Elia's in an episode of Workaholics.
I know that. It's so funny because D'Elia's been in a bunch of shows that I didn't even really know about. Like, I guess it's because I don't really watch TV. If it's on Netflix or something, I'll come across it eventually.
Yeah.
But what's that show called that he's in? He's the main character. Or was in? Was in.
The sitcom?
Yeah.
Incorrigible? Or no, Undateable.
Undateable, yeah.
Yeah, and he was in Whitney, too.
I was thinking of Undateable because it had the laugh. I hate that they ever did laugh tracks.
Yeah, it was like that trend should have ended after the 90s.
Never did.
Yeah, never did.
I hate it.
I love Fresh Prince.
Huh?
I love the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. But that's an actual live audience.
I was going to say, that's a live audience. Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, definitely.
If you're thinking about watching a live audience, that's they're having a... acting in front of live audience and cameras. One shot.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. It's that wasn't. But yeah, I would say my top five comedies is, I mean, I don't even know the other ones I named, but Wedding Crashers is for sure on there. Hot Rod. Yep. I guess I would agree with probably Happy Gilmore. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's just movies that are on that you can watch every single time without getting bored. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I mean, another one is that I've been looking a lot into, Napoleon Dynamite.
It's hilarious. It's been funny forever, and yeah. People hate it.
Yeah, I don't, dude. I don't understand that.
You have to really have a. That's a dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
And that's me.
Yeah.
Or at least it's part of me. Yeah. I have various, I think everything's funny. I think if you could walk out and get hit by a car and get sent 100 yards, it would be funny eventually.
We're the same way. I have a very wide sense of humor.
I don't get offended by things, which is the biggest problem, but
yeah.
But yeah, no, Napoleon Dynamite has been funny for, it's always been funny. I've always liked it. And actually you can talk to people. I've heard actually Joe Rogan talk on his podcast about how Napoleon Dynamite's one of the best comedies he's ever seen.
Yeah. And you know, they just made that like themselves. Like they wrote it, while they were in college.
Who?
I've been looking into it because we're like making our own stuff right now. And I want to know how they like, went about it, but they got $400,000 from one guy, and he went to their college and he happened to start 1-800-CONTACTS. So they got a bunch of funding and then they were able to make it.
Wow. Wait, so and, what did the actor, what's his name? Gosh, I'm drawing a blank.
Oh yeah. God, I forget his name.
It's like John.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You gotta look it up. I can't really leave.
I'm looking it up right now. John Heater. Heater. How do you say it?
Heater or Heater? I don't know.
Whatever it is, he wrote that.
No, his friend wrote it. The guy who directed it, I think.
Oh.
But also based on his like on their lives, like in people they knew and stuff.
Uncle Rico.
So funny,
dude. Uncle Rico, actually I looked it up recently because there's the quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars is like the reincarnated Uncle Rico. I don't know if you've paid attention to
guy.
I
don't know, I've really
his name's Gardner Minshew the third, but it's legit his name, Gardner Minshew the third, but he's not even like the third, like they just added that.
What?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure no one in his family is Gardner Minshew. They just made Gardner Minshew the third. Like they jumped. Like there is no other one else. They just made him that.
So the next one's gonna be four for no reason.
I'm pretty sure. But anyways, I looked up Uncle Rico because he looks just like him. Oh, he's like, the guy's like 70 now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah, that movie.
Cause he looks like, I mean, Napoleon Dynamite, I think I just saw it came out in 2004. And, or maybe it was, I don't know, maybe it was one, but whatever it was, I mean, I got it right. Came out in, yeah, it came out in 2004. So it's not that long ago. And he looked young when he was in that. He doesn't look good now.
Yeah. I mean, oh, geez, no. That was like almost, that was 15 years ago, so.
It's Gardner Minshew the second, I think. I don't know what it is, but I'm pretty sure his dad's name isn't that. They just made it up. Said like, he's the second now.
It'd be like if I name my kid Martin Luther King the first.
Yeah. Yeah, I think. Yeah, his dad's name's Billy. So yeah, Gardner Minshew the second just came out of nowhere.
That's so dumb.
It's hilarious. He's from I can't remember where he's from. He's from Mississippi, I think. So you know, if that tells you anything.
Yeah. That's funny. His parents were probably like, yeah, no one will ever know. Like it's just but then he turns out to be a very talented human being and so
yeah. That was like... Yeah, he's from Flowood, Mississippi. Yeah. So that's funny. But yeah, no, you're actually absolutely right about Napoleon Dynamite because I actually recently listened to you know who it was with? It was Joe Rogan's podcast with Jesus, Rob Zombie.
Oh, okay.
And Rob Zombie is obviously very big in film production and music, and they were talking about it, and they both agreed that Napoleon Dynamite was one of the funniest comedies ever.
Yeah, it's on every list for top comedies.
And that they should have made a second one.
Yeah, no. Second one, it's just don't ruin it. It's just like what we were saying, Dumb and Dumber.
Like I said, I think if you do it right and it's right away, you got a chance. You can't wait 20 years.
Yeah, you got to get the same director, the same writer, everything like that. Otherwise, things get skewed.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you right or writers, but yeah, that's the same. It's the same reason that like we're going back to the Office thing that they had issues. I think.
Yeah, things just change.
But it's still one of my top shows to watch.
Yeah, a lot of people also don't know that Ryan and Kelly are like two of the head. We're always two of the head writers on the show.
Yeah, and so was Toby.
Yeah.
So yeah, I know. Yeah, people don't usually know that. And actually, I think Ryan, Kelly, with their character names at least. Jim, John, and Michael. They all directed episodes too, right? Or produced them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like various like big name directors did some too. I think J.J. Abrams has directed a couple episodes.
I can't imagine how bad. Like how long that show would have lasted if they would have casted somebody else as Michael Scott.
I know. Well, did you ever watch the British version?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Ricky Gervais was that character. You got to give him credit for
creating it.
And that lasted six episodes before they got Steve Carell just.
Yeah, well, they changed it. I mean, they took it way. I mean, they had like the first two episodes of the American version were the same. Then they were like, this needs to change a little bit.
Yeah.
And then once you get to basketball is when it really turns around.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Because the first one is actually very not funny at all. I mean, it is.
Yeah, it's episode in the whole.
And then. The race one's actually, I think, is funny because I think there's nothing funnier than a race joke. Let's just be honest here for a second.
Oh, that one. So it's just, what makes it funny is just like Michael's ignorance.
Exactly. You want that cookie?
Like, he genuinely doesn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings.
He's trying to be nice.
But he always does.
And then Dwight gets upset because he thinks he's a woman, which isn't even a race. It's just yeah. But yeah. But I'm saying is like, did you see the list of people who got who were casting for that role? They casted for
For
that.
his role.
Yeah, it's a lot of
Yeah.
pretty big name people.
I know one was what's his name? Guy Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
He was
Paul something, I think.
who was actually in an episode,
Or
and
no, that's his
he
name.
played like a mirror version of Michael.
It is Pam's new job.
Yeah, and he was really good at it.
He was, yeah, no, he was. He I can't think of him as a comedy actor because of obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But and then Seth Rogen.
Yep.
There's a few other ones I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, it would have sucked if it wasn't Steve. It really would have. I mean, it would have been lucky to make it through that first season.
Yeah.
Because the first season's the one that they get the most. That's why I tell people who haven't seen it, like, oh, I watched the first episode and it sucked. I was like, I'm telling you, that's like not the right episode to start on.
It's the driest, slowest episode.
But you have to.
Yeah, with no point, really.
Right.
It's a long sketch, basically.
Right. Yeah. And then they finally that when they start working into it, because season one's only like four or five episodes, I think.
It's six, because it's
Six.
just like the because the first,
It's a pilot
the
season.
British one was six episodes.
Yeah. And then season two is like 20 something.
Yeah, and then they're all like long after that.
Yeah. Yeah. But.
Another good one is it's season three, episode one, when Michael finds out that Oscar's gay.
Yeah. what'd he say to start that one? What do you call him? Faggy. I call everyone faggy. I've been calling everyone faggy since high school. Were you out at Oscar today?
That's so funny.
And then well, that's when Jim, yeah, because that's when Jim sends him the gaydar.
Yeah.
It beeps on Dwight's belt at the end of
Yeah.
it. Idiots. Yeah, it's no, it's one of the, it's my top, number one show I've watched by far.
That one's.
Now I tell you, I'm thinking about doing some stand up too.
Yeah, you were texting me. We text about that shortly.
Yeah.
Have you
Change the
looked up
subject a
places
little
to
bit.
go?
Huh?
Have you looked up places to go?
Yeah, there's a few around here. There's open mics at the Liberty Funny Bone, and then there's open mics. There's more open mics everywhere else, but at the Liberty Funny Bone's like once a month or something.
Yeah,
But you can
I'm sure
go.
everyone goes to that.
Yeah, and then the Go Bananas one, I could pretty much go. I think it would be no issue.
Yeah.
But the Liberty Funny Bone's a pretty big name place as far as I mean, the only place that's where. I mean, if you're not big enough to do Taft Theater or something, that's where you go.
Yep, that's where everyone comes through. I mean, Doug Stanhope was at Go Bananas just last year, beginning of this year.
Yeah. And then I don't have a lot of material, but I started writing a decently long, not long, a decent amount of material about the one episode we did about the bikers on the road.
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it's definitely got work to go. But that's all I got right now. But it's like a lot that I can condense down into various tangents of
Yeah,
jokes.
it's really just you won't you'll have no idea like what works and what doesn't. You could have something that you think will not work at all and it'll be the best thing.
Right.
So like you just got to do it.
Right.
Really.
So I'll do that. You should do one when you come back here.
Yeah, I'm planning on it. Not in November, I won't because I really won't have time.
No, over the winter time. Huh?
In December, I will, yeah, winter.
Yeah. I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll be the
That'll be
only guy. I'm gonna stand in the back and yell things up there to get you going like they did in Ted.
Yeah, don't do that.
Saying something about 9/11.
Yeah, that was
That's a
pretty
funny
strong.
movie. I forgot about that movie. That's a
Yeah,
funny movie.
that one's really good.
Yeah, It is one that they shouldn't have made two of, but.
Yep.
Or did they make three?
They go to an improv. They go to an improv studio and tell out the worst things they could think.
What else was there? It was, I know 9/11 is for sure one of them.
All right, Hol- the day. He's like 9/11.
Yeah. Was it an event and then they said the Holocaust, was it? Or
a place. I think they said Auschwitz or something. I don't know.
And then they just start combining them.
Yeah.
We're giving you the material here, buddy. You just got to deliver.
Yeah, and another thing is that's literally just like a Family Guy cutaway that they did in that movie. There's no point to it for that scene.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's who wrote it. That's where it's what's what you're going to get.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
He's a genius, too.
Yeah. But yeah, you should do it definitely before I come back.
Oh Jesus, I'll try to. I don't know if I'll be able to. I need more. It's not that I won't do it. I would like to have more like 10 minutes of material and then start practicing a little bit.
Yeah.
So it just depends if I can come up with that. I'm going to Chicago. I'm leaving for Chicago on Sunday. So yeah. So I'm going to hopefully do some of my free time driving and other stuff. Hopefully work on some creative projects while I'm there.
Yeah, sweet.
So I think work on that.
Laugh Factory that you could go to watch your show.
I don't know if I have time. I don't know. It just depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just depends on our schedule. But yeah, I'm just gonna take my free time and probably just do creative stuff because I won't have. It'll just be a creative time, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you that those graphic designs that you're showing me those are pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the new logo I made, and then obviously the project we're working on, just to kind of wrap this one up, I guess, for today.
Yeah, just so people know, have a little bit of context, we're working on an animated show.
Yes, yes. It'll be obvious. Not obviously. It'll come out on YouTube.
Yep.
So obviously you don't...
We'll put something on Twitter, too.
Yeah, there'll be and we're not going to make anything for it, per se. It'll just be more or less through our... My accounts and your accounts, yep. Probably through this show's account since it's involved.
Yeah.
And yeah, wouldn't want to say anything about what it is exactly, but yeah, it's an animated show. It'll be short episodes. You don't have to pay for it, so don't freaking complain about it.
Yeah, we're looking at 3 to 5 minute episodes.
Yeah.
Because we don't have
short bits.
We're not very skilled, to say the least. So.
We have. Well, it's not. That's so much. It's that you don't have the equipment. I could do it. I guarantee you I could do it.
Yeah.
But I don't have, you know, I think a lot of the stuff we can produce with my iPad. And then just taking that into a MacBook and putting it into iMovie and just.
Yeah. And I was telling you, I'm going to plug one of my friends, Connor Holland, makes edits online or on Instagram. I put them on my story a lot. It's MCAT, M.cat.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pretty sweet. He takes anime shows and edits them over music and makes them look even cooler. And when you do have it finished, you should talk to him and edit on his equipment. He's thousands of dollars in editing software.
Jesus.
So that's a place to go.
Well... I'm not against that at all, but just for context for this show right now, since this is episode 10, we get to announce that. It'll be a while though. We're in beta stages. I will say this, the show, at least episode 1, is not going to come out for months, but we'll have some artwork up before then, I imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
Another
account, right?
Yeah. Designs by Jake on Instagram. Yeah, so that's where I'm doing my graphic stuff. It's got 44 followers that I don't even know. I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah.
I think I have like 3 people that I actually know personally that followed it, but whatever. Which is good. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining, but yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna do that. I'm started putting up some pictures of that because I have hundreds of photos from traveling over the last year. I don't know if I'm gonna put them on there or not. I might take the one off that I did, just strictly do designs.
Yeah, just put all that stuff on your normal account.
But yeah, no, it's designed by Jake. It's new. designed by Jake. No peers or anything. I don't know how that wasn't taken.
That's actually very surprising because there aren't many artistic out there.
Yeah. So yeah, it's on there. That's where we'll announce. I'll be putting out some maybe sneak peeks on that. Maybe we'll do that.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to tell what it's about.
Yeah, the concept
from the artwork.
Yeah, it's a show that I'm surprised no one's made yet.
I agree with that, especially the title of it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's hard to come up with, but it's also so easy.
So once it came to my head, it's one of those things where it's just like the idea is just once you think of it, everything else just comes easily.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And you have like what, 6 or 7 episodes already written, basically.
Yeah, the concepts at least, and those will be easy to write now that I have the concept. So
yeah, and then I'll be handling all the artwork, and then we'll probably co-produce it across you and maybe Connor, and then release it. That I think putting that on your YouTube channel would be solid.
Yeah, that's the perfect place for it. I'll make it completely. I'll give it its own playlist and everything on there.
Yeah.
That'll be nice.
It's something that I honestly believe if we can execute it properly, could 1000% be on Adult Swim or something. Like, not even kidding.
Yeah, easily Netflix.
Or anything that's, you could just expand on it with the right people, the right teams, and just basically sell it or sell part of the rights to it and just collect your royalty check from creating it.
That's the goal right there.
So, but yeah, anyways, that pretty much covers episode 10, a lot of in-depth detail. No joking around this time, man. No joking around.
I mean, yeah, that when you,
no goofing.
We haven't really talked in a while, so we had a lot to say, not a lot of joking.
We did, yeah. And plus, I haven't put out an episode in like 2 weeks, so this will be a nice long one. We got the new logo coming out on this one. We'll put that on Twitter, at WRC Podcast. I put it briefly on my story on my Instagram. But it is on, I put it on my personal story at Jake Witzkin, but it is on my new one at Designed by Jake. It is on that if you guys want to see it.
I got to put that on the Twitter too.
Go check that out too. Check it on Twitter, wherever you want. And if you like the style that I kind of made for that, and you're interested in some logo stuff, I'll be doing a lot of stuff, quite frankly, for either cheap or free, just to kind of get some stuff creatively going. So.
Portfolio.
Yeah, and then just, you know, because I do really well with the style that I made. It's like a comic book type / box letter type. I can do that all day long. That I'm really good at. Yeah. But if somebody wants to do some other sort of style that would kind of stretch my limits, I'd like to do that too. But yeah, it'll be on the, once this episode comes out, probably tomorrow. It'll the new logo, episode 10 at WRC Podcast. It's on my personal, my new one, the link to my new one is in my personal bio. And yeah. And anything else you got?
Yeah. Just, definitely subscribe on YouTube, Jordan Witzkin, Instagram, Twitter at Jay Witzkin. That's pretty much it. But yeah, if the subscribing on YouTube is big right now, that's how you on there. And it's, a lot of people have been subscribing recently ever since I started actually telling people to, because it's the first time I actually told people to.
Yeah.
So that's been good. So yeah,
it's the same battle that I've been dealing with this podcast, getting people to leave reviews and subscribe on that. So
yeah, most people don't care that much, so you kind of gotta let them know.
Yeah,
then they start to realize
it's an inconvenience thing.
Yeah,
it's like I don't feel like doing that. Well, you clearly to subscribe, you do nothing. You click one button and that's it. It does nothing for you. You can turn off the notifications like it never happened.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, quit being stingy.
Yeah, subscribe to the show too. Yeah, but definitely subscribe on YouTube, because the more that grows, the better off your shows are. The animation will be, and so on and so forth. So
yep.
Yeah, but that's about it, man. Episode 10, who really cares? Peace out.
All right. See ya.
We'll be right back.